Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Station.
They love it on Nebula. They're wild about it on Taurinus. Even on Motus, where they don't like anything at all, they eat it up.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I got tremendous pleasure from watching Dexter over the years. I don't know why you want to knock it.
Jeff Lutz.
I killed a guy in his sleep last night.
What is he, Bob Huggins? The only thing you offer this show,
I hated the voice,
is your 19 impersonations that sound the same.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Bob and Jeff on KFH. Bob not here today. Jason Duda is here. And Jason, how are you?
I'm fine, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. You know, we had a coin flip last week. You were there.
I was there.
To determine who got today off and got to do the show with you.
I don't think it was quite that way. It was, and who got the day off and had to do the show.
Yeah, the other person had to do the show.
Yeah,
or got to do the show. And I can't really say who won that flip, right? Because did the winner get to do the show with you?
I don't know.
Or
how
did the winner have to do the show?
Or did the winner have to do the show? The loser have to do the show with me?
That's what I'm asking.
I think it was the loser had to do the show with me.
Did you have to do the show or did you have to take the day off? What was the real loss there?
I don't know. That's between you two. I had no idea.
But
all
Bob's
I said
not,
is I could come in Friday. And you guys were going to flip for it, and then you were both mad because one of you had to do it.
Wait,
that's exactly what happened.
We're not giving the exact results away.
Well, this is
maybe the winner gets to do the show, and or maybe the loser has to take a day off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't.
Is that how you think it went?
I don't know.
Is that how you really think it went?
Sure,
deep down
went
in your soul, can you sit over there and just say, yeah, you know, it was just I couldn't wait to win so I could do the show with dudes
on
Friday.
All I know is Bob called Tails. It was Tails. And Bob is not here today.
And Bob bailed.
How did I get stuck with heads? Why do I let him call?
Because you said you call it.
Yeah, I know. Because I flipped it.
Well,
I could have even cheated. That's the whole thing.
Why didn't you then?
I don't know. I should have. And
probably.
I tried to because you tried to call it once for him. And you called Tails for him, and it came out Tails. It was on my phone, so I didn't let anybody see that.
Oh, but then, I actually called it, right?
Yeah.
But
for Bob.
For Bob.
And then so I figure we'll flip it again. This time I'll win because I lost last time. It was 50-50 proposition. We know it doesn't quite work that way, which, again, is why I'm in this seat right now.
Poor guy.
It is unfortunate.
Well, it's a good thing. You can carry the show today.
Do you have any availability next week for another coin flip?
I don't know. I'll see. I'll have to talk to you guys and see where you're
at. You don't know?
I don't know if I feel welcomed after what happened at the house. It was a little, it hurt my feelings a little bit.
But if
I slept fine, though, that whole night.
Yeah, I figured you probably did.
I did.
There was no losing a minute of sleep.
No.
Except I heard maybe this afternoon.
Oh, I would have loved to have had some sleep after work this morning and got home, and I knew it was supposed to be quiet because my wife was going to go to her aunt's place and then I got a text saying, oh, I'm going to come home and we'll do yard work.
Oh, goodness.
Now, to her credit, she didn't say, oh, yeah, you have to come out and do yard work, but...
But shouldn't you have taken it that way? I mean,
I felt like I should go and help out because there was some... there was some heavy, heavy stuff that needed to be taken care of.
Okay.
Rocks and digging out these huge plants. And so I didn't get to have a little nap.
Unfortunate.
So worked all the way. And then we sat down at about 12:40. And then I'm here.
So are you running on fumes or do you feel
straight
like...
Straight fumes. But I got some sugar. I'm going to have some more caffeine. I'm going to go chug a coffee at break.
Man.
And then I'll be fine until 4:37 this afternoon.
Oh, that's perfect.
And then just crash city.
So you'll have time to spare once we go off the air. What a run that was.
I got
to
time it right so I can drive home. I got to make sure I can drive.
It's about a 25-minute drive probably home.
Depending on the traffic on a Friday at 4 o'clock.
We don't want that Kellogg Friday 4 o'clock traffic.
No, please no.
Clear out for us.
Yes.
Drive safely if you're on Kellogg right now.
Shouldn't they just pull over and let us go through?
That would be nice.
Wouldn't that be
great? Or some kind of police escort?
That would be good. You think maybe there's a police officer listening right now that could just wait outside?
Perfect.
At 4 o'clock and just take us, escort us back to the west side.
We're doing a service to the community.
Basically, I think we are.
We should get something in return for that.
I agree.
We're entertaining the entire city of Wichita right
now. Every single person.
Isn't that crazy?
It's hard to believe.
400,000 people are being entertained right now by us.
And that's just in the city. I mean, you want to add the surrounding area.
The Odyssey app, which goes worldwide, I
assume. It's millions. Literally millions today.
If not billions.
Could possibly be.
I can't wait to see the ratings for this show.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Through the roof. Did you hear my guy Rick Carlisle on the Jim Rome show?
I did a little bit on the way here.
He's a pretty classy guy, right?
He's a good player.
Did you feel like jumping in with the Pacers
heard
that?
You know what? I did not. Not
Why?
At all. Didn't even cross my mind.
They're such a likable team.
But I will say, I was driving. I'm like, oh, Jeff's probably loving this.
Oh, I loved it. I got in the car. I didn't get to hear the beginning because I was still at work. But I got in the car. Well, that's Rick Carlisle. My goodness gracious. And he's talking about my guys.
Your guys.
Yes.
Your guys all the way.
What a choice I made.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't really a choice. They kind of chose me, but I chose them, the Indiana Pacers. And we're in the
in the midst of nothing.
But we're coming up on playoff baseball, and here I am fired up about the Indiana Pacers. What does that tell you?
I don't think you're that big of a baseball fan, to tell you the truth, anymore. I think you got a bit of an issue going on.
There's something.
I'm just trying to be honest with you.
I never thought that these two things would conflict, but if the Guardians play deep into October, I might have a choice to make at some point.
What are you going
to
do?
Watch the Guardians.
Yeah, that's what I would think so. Rather than the first five games in a...
I mean, yeah, probably.
NBA season.
But they're both ultimately going to break my heart.
Guaranteed.
Which adds one heartbreak to the list. I used to only have one per year, and that was when the Guardians season ended, usually in spectacularly disappointing fashion. Now I have the Pacers, who kind of out of nowhere made the conference finals last year and broke my heart again. So
it's twice a year now.
When's the last time your heart was broken by a sports team? Was it your own?
Man. No, it would have been when I was a kid as a fan. Probably Probably when the MLB went on strike and the Expos were probably the favorites to win the whole thing.
Really? So that
because I was an Expos fan
so you're
back
like 27
then.
At that point. No, you're like 17 at that point.
Yeah,
I did some bad math.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right
like
around
18,
there.
19.
Yeah, I was in I was in Saskatoon. So you're right. Right around 17.
And the Expos had
the Expos then, and then as a kid, like from maybe till I was like 10, the Edmonton Eskimos, now the Elks, were my favorite football team in the Confused Football League.
Of course.
So I did really like them as a kid, and then that stopped.
And if you had lived in Wichita at that time, you would have gotten to listen to an Expos Yankees World Series. Did you know that?
That year?
Yes.
Why?
Our friend Mike Kennedy called he made up the games between the Yankees and the Expos in the World Series and called the games.
Who won?
I don't remember. Had to be the Yankees, right?
That's just awful if they did.
The Yankees had the best record. It should have been the Indians.
Why
didn't he put the Indians at Expos? That's something people would have really enjoyed. The Yankees?
Yeah, who listens to them?
No one.
Nobody.
They have no following anywhere
whatsoever. Cleveland around here, I mean, they got to be. How many Cleveland fans are there? Two?
Four or five at least.
There is. You guys have doubled in the last year.
I've been told about one. I know two. There's me. And I think there might be one more. So that's five.
That's five.
Impressive.
Ratings would have been really good for that.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Speaking of, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Where were we?
I don't know.
Are we bouncing around?
Seems like
it. Is that normal?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean, first segment, it's first and 20. And if we're not going to argue like Bob and me, then we might as well just hit every possible topic and have no material left for the rest of the show.
Well, there's no, there's nothing to argue about. We haven't talked about anything.
Not yet.
Oh, we're going to?
I don't think so.
Why would we?
The Royals are in the playoffs with their very next victory or a Minnesota Twins loss. The Tigers, I think, are the same. I'm pretty sure they own the tiebreaker over the Twins also. So you're going to have three teams from the American League Central in the playoffs. It's just not the three we would have thought even as recently as a couple weeks ago when Minnesota was still very squarely in the race. The Detroit Tigers, who should feel more about their team right now? Should Tigers fans be happier than Twins fans are angry or vice versa?
Oh, that's tough.
It's a tough one.
That's tough.
Yes.
I'd say Detroit, you're probably happier because you weren't expecting this.
Yeah.
And they go 9-1 in their last 10, and I think Minnesota's 3-7.
I think that's right there. Because I prefer it. If I'm going to lose, I'd rather it's because someone was better than me. Not necessarily because I backed up. The Twins most certainly backed up. They've been awful. But the Twins grabbed it. And if I'm going to lose, I want it to be taken from me. I don't want it to give it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And Detroit did. And I didn't think they were going to do this. They were
a month and a half ago,
they were out of everything.
They traded Jack Flaherty. There was talk they might trade Tarik Skubal, which thank goodness for them,
they didn't.
Because they're probably not even close to being in this position without him. Their pitching has been fantastic. Their offense has been just good enough. And they're going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to play probably, this is where I get confused, they'll probably be the four, right?
Well,
no, Baltimore will be the four.
Baltimore is the four.
And Detroit is the six right now, right? So it'd be Houston, Detroit, Kansas City, Baltimore.
Right.
How happy is Tom Thurber right now?
Tom Thurber's got to be over the moon.
I would think he is.
Our former producer and engineer out of the great state of Michigan, currently in the so-so state of Alabama.
So here's one. Who would you rather have right now as a roster going into the playoffs, Detroit or Kansas City?
Whew.
That's
Probably Kansas City because I'm rolling out Lugo, Reagan's Singer. Right?
Well, Lugo and Reagan's for sure. I know Singer's going tonight. I don't know if will he be in that rotation? I guess he would be.
He's got to be.
You know, I don't know. Do you throw Waka in there?
Waka could be in there.
When
does that series start? We don't even really know when that series will start.
I don't know if we can say that we know exactly when they start because they got to get there for sure. But let's be honest. I think that's all it is, unless they both get swept and Minnesota sweeps. That's the only way Minnesota gets in.
That doesn't seem too likely. But you never know. Crazier things have happened. It's tough to beat the Braves because the Braves are in kind of the same position. They're fighting for their postseason lives. The Royals are fighting maybe a little less hard because they are in the driver's seat. But they've got the Hurricane, the Mets and the Braves are playing Monday. The Royals and the Braves are playing supposedly this weekend. This thing might take us into November, for crying out loud.
Yeah, who knows when it's going to end up actually finishing up.
And then...
But this is big for... Like, Kansas City needs to win. That way they don't have to use Lugo or Reagans in the next two games.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
That would help.
Well, I would think
so. But
you
got to get there first, right? But
very
yeah,
true,
if they
but
win,
that's why they need... They need to just knock this out tonight.
That would be the best plan of action. Why are they postponing the Braves Mets?
Did they? Well, they because of the storm.
And that was in Atlanta, though, right?
Yeah.
And they're still in Atlanta, but they're going to be able to play tonight at 6:20 right here on KFH.
There you go. Look at could we have done that any better?
Just amazing.
Professionals.
And also in the American League Central, you have the plight of the Chicago White Sox, who just swept the Angels to avoid, so far, being the all-time losingest team in the history of modern Major League Baseball. And now they have Detroit, which needs a win. So Detroit's going to get one, right?
Well,
what if the White
Sox
sweep
because,
Detroit?
Well, what happens, say the White Sox win tonight, right? And Minnesota loses. Well, Detroit's probably not going to pitch anybody, are they?
You wouldn't think.
I wouldn't. That would make no sense.
No.
So they might be able to sweep them. If they can get tonight's game and Minnesota loses, they might rest a guy or two as well.
And they have Garrett Crochet, the White Sox, set him up so they could try to mess with the Tigers a little bit, so they could try to play the spoiler. How about that? That's what the season comes down to for the Chicago White Sox, trying to avoid losing their 121st game and trying to keep the Detroit Tigers, who have a 99.3% playoff odds as we sit here today, to keep them from the postseason.
Well, why not?
Wild.
Why not? It's still there. And who's going to come out of the National League? Or how are they going to finish in that anyway?
I don't know. It's a jumbled mess. The American League has five teams, well, six, with 97% or better playoff odds. The National League has 7 teams with 59% or better, and one of those teams is going to get left out. There's a team right now with better than 50-50 odds to get in the playoffs who's going to be not in. Isn't that crazy?
It's nuts. Nuts, man. Always is.
Always. Every year.
It'll be an interesting weekend, that's for sure.
Even when you expand the playoffs, there's still races and things that come down to
Do you think it's good that they've expanded it like
no,
they have?
No, of course not.
It's almost too much, isn't it?
It shouldn't be that hard to win the World Series after a season that long. You should be rewarded for the season that you've had over the course of 162 games.
I agree. See, we're agreeing on this.
There's no arguments.
There is none.
By the way, baseball coverage on KFH is brought to you by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. You want to set up the show today?
Why wouldn't we?
It is a doozy.
Is it?
It's pretty good. Travis Clayton.
Heard of him.
Your old line mate with the Wichita Thunder. We both watched Shorzy, right?
Yes.
We
both watched Slapshot, right?
Yeah.
No.
One of the great movies.
Like, dude, just do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's easy as that, right? So, in Shorzy, when Shorzy's line goes in, they say, Shorzy's line, go in.
Yeah.
When they put yours and Clayton's line in, what'd they say?
Clayton's.
Really?
Well, you always use the centerman.
Okay.
So whoever's the centerman on the line, it's that's
that
the line
sense.
That goes.
I was fearful there'd be an actual reason for it and not that you were getting slighted. But, you know, we do what
we can. I don't think so.
No?
No.
Just the centerman.
He always, whoever's the centerman on the line, that's whose line's up.
I can't wait to introduce him as a former centerman. It's one of my favorite hockey terms.
Yeah, I don't
want to watch hockey this year.
I don't know why that's one of your favorite terms.
It's just fun to say.
Centerman.
They don't say centerman in basketball.
Like cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
At 2:45, Jason maybe has a game.
What?
It's Friday.
I've been busy all day.
I mean, maybe.
I got one, though.
Is it between me and Max, or is it just...
We can.
We can. It's up to you.
I've been hooked on these just random general questions.
Those are fun.
That I like to... And I like to see how many I... And I... So I got some that I liked.
How many do you get right, usually? So, like, triple that, and that'll be us. And
you guys will do better than I will. Let's be honest. I'm not good at most of this stuff.
I think maybe you know more than we think you do.
I doubt it.
You don't really like to let on.
I'm not that, no.
How much you know. At 3 o'clock, we'll do picks. We'll be joined by Max Power, who's over on the other side of this computer I'm looking over.
We're doing picks today?
Yeah.
What are the games?
They were sent, I think.
Really? Who sent them?
Bob, 2 days ago.
2 days
ago? There's your email address right there.
I think his stuff goes to junk. That's why I never see it.
Well, I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
And we'll have the big fella Anthony and Bob will call in. Joanna Chadwick at 3:25. Did you catch my Friday Five this morning?
No.
The five best games.
Dude, did I not
area.
Just go over my morning
I
from
mean, I thought maybe
3:45 a.m. until what time did I got? Until 2?
I just scanned through it while you were driving or something.
What are your five games?
Do you want to know my five games?
I do.
I'll tell you right now before we take a break, because these are some good ones. We got a good slate of games. I try to include some teams we don't always include, but it's going to get harder as the season goes along and the good teams separate. We got Collegiate Andale.
Oh, okay.
We have Winfield, which is surprisingly 3-0 against McPherson. We have Capen at Northwest, a couple of 3-0 City League teams. I have no idea why Max just left. Oh, he's back.
He's here.
And we have Sedgwick at Marion, another battle of 3-0 teams, and Goddard Eisenhower against Salina Central.
Well, there you have it.
So those are your games. My Friday Five. We'll take a break right now, come back and talk to the aforementioned Clates. That is, of course, Travis Clayton, who's coming down to Wichita from his native Canada to be the Thunder hockey assistant coach. And we can't wait to catch up with Travis, who I heard knows Jason a little bit. Stay with us. Travis Clayton, Bob and Jeff, KFH.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We'll go to the IHOP hotline, brought to you by IHOP, and talk to a familiar face, although we don't get to see it, a familiar voice in Travis Clayton. He's going to be the new Thunder assistant coach under Bruce Ramsey this upcoming season. Travis, how's it going? Welcome back.
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're getting your professional coaching career underway. Could you have thought of a better spot to do that in Wichita? And tell us how that kind of all came together.
No, I actually couldn't dream of a better situation, right? I spent 11 good years there, and I'm excited to get back there and help out Bruce on the coaching part. And it started in the spring a little bit, kind of snowballing, talking back and forth, and then it just came all together here in a few months, about 2 months ago, I'd say. We're excited. It'll be different for our family, that's for sure.
Rooster, what is going on?
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Why don't you give everybody a little background after you finished playing and retired and went home? I know you were coaching a little bit back there. Just give everybody a little bit of the last 10, 15 years for you.
Yeah, like when I finished up playing, I knew I wanted to get into coaching, and I got an opportunity back home in Lloydminster. I started coaching the elite division. I did that for about 4 years, 3-4 years, and I had some success there. Then I moved to the junior ranks, coached in the same place in Lloyd for 3 years, and then I moved on to a couple other places. And yeah, I just kept involved in hockey, kept coaching in the elite division, and then this came about, and I jumped all over it.
Talking with Travis Clayton, he is the new Wichita Thunder assistant coach. Thunder begin their season on October 18th here at Interest Bank Arena. So, yeah, you're obviously a Thunder icon. You've got your jersey up in the rafters. Jason Duda has his as well, but you've never coached before, so at least at this level. So what type of coach do you want to be? What type of coach do you think you'll be? And how do you kind of go about learning the tricks of the trade, as it were?
Yeah, I got a lot of buddies that are coaching, right? They said coaching's coaching, right? It doesn't matter whatever level you're coaching at, right? So I've been involved in coaching at, not the pro ranks, but, elite division, junior division for about, 10, 11 years. So, I'm familiar with the coaching part, my philosophy, I'm just the support rammer. I'm an assistant coach. I'm going to help him, wherever he needs help. I'm a player's coach. The biggest thing I believe in is, players have to trust you, and believe in you. And if not that, the players will go through the wall for you. And that's how I am. I still keep in contact with a lot of guys that I've coached, either playing pro or going to school yet. And I just believe in, having a good relationship with your players goes a long ways.
Rooster, where are you at right now? Are you back home still? Or are you heading down? What's your plans for getting down here? And then on the other side of that, how much have you kind of helped with Rammer this summer? Or did you not quite get involved in that because you weren't sure exactly what was going on?
Yeah, no, I'm still up in Canada. I'm leaving on Sunday. My family's staying up here. Both my boys are in hockey, and it just wasn't a fit for them to get down there this year. So they're going to stay up here and play hockey up here, and my wife's going to stay teaching up here, and I'll make my way down there on Sunday. And so, yeah, it'll be a challenge for us, but they've supported me in everything, so it'll be okay that way. With the recruiting part, I helped Rammer out, a little bit. Some of the guys that I know, last year I got Kobe Walker down there halfway through the year, and he's going to be back again this year. And then I got two other players that I used to coach, and they're from the Lloydminster area. One is a defenseman, TJ Lloyd. He played at Bowling Green and Alaska University. He's a high-end skilled D-man that skates really well, puck mover. He'll be a good addition to our hockey team. And then as well, I got another forward, Parker Suretsky, who I coached as well. He's coming down too. So he did a little bit of pro last year in a few spots, and he's looking forward to the opportunity in Wichita as well. So yeah, no, I had a little bit of help on that, and other than that, Rammer did the rest. So, but yeah, no, I'm excited.
So you're going to be down here by yourself in your old stomping grounds. How safe do you feel with that, Rooster?
Well, I got the in-laws, so I'll be living with them, so they'll keep a good eye on me, right? So, yeah. So, no, they'll be, you know, I'm going to stay there this year, and it'll be good. And, you know, I'm not going to be around very much anyways. It's a pretty busy schedule, 72 games, right? And I think they play 3 or 4 a week. So it's pretty chaotic, and, you know, it'll be tough, but... I'll be able to watch my boys on TV down there anyway, so it'll be okay.
Travis Clayton, our guest, former Thunder player, now going to be their assistant coach. So you talked about your in-laws, and, you know, we know that your son, one of them was born here. You met your wife here. So when the decision is made that they're staying, those two in particular, do they miss Wichita? Do they have fond memories of Wichita? Do they say, hey, I really want to go? And how does that conversation go? And what is their current relationship kind of with Wichita? How often do they get back down?
Yeah, no, obviously it's eating my wife up. Like, she's having a hard time with it, right? She's stuck up here in the game weather, and I'm going down to Kansas. She's a little, it's frustrating. She'd love to be down there, right? She's got family down there and a lot of friends. So, but it just didn't work out this year, and we'll see what happens next year. And for my boy, like Reese, you know, he was born there, but he doesn't know a whole lot about Wichita kind of thing. Now, we go there and visit quite a bit in the summers, but he's a Canadian boy. He loves the outdoors out here and loves hockey. So I know to get him to go down there, but you never know. I'll have to twist his arm a bit more, but he's a Canadian. He likes the outdoors, likes hunting, fishing, all that stuff up here. We'll just take it year by year and day by day and see what happens. And that was one of the reasons why, you know, I took this job. It's just, you know, the familiar with Wichita, my in-laws being down there and all that. But it's just a great situation for my family as well.
Clayton, I don't know, did you really think this out at all? Because do you realize that if you're on the road, unless things have changed, which they probably have since I was there, but did you realize that your roommate would be Jason Malls on the road?
I bet I'll be.
Well, dude, I hope you got it in your contract. You get your own room.
I might have to put that in my contract.
Wow, I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, we're getting a call here probably. Yeah, no, I never even thought of that. Jeez, man, yeah. I should have had you as my
You probably should have gave me a call. I could have gave you a heads up on a few things, but that's all right, buddy.
Yeah. Jeez. Is that what you did when you were an assistant coach?
Yeah, that's who I got most of the time. Me and Malzie. Boy, let me tell you. One guy was in bed at 8 o'clock at night and the other guy came home at 8 in the morning. I'm gonna let you figure out which was which.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
That one's probably not too tough to figure out. So Travis, before we let you go, I know you've talked about some of the players. What type of team do you expect the Thunder to kind of look like this year? I know some of that is not in your guys' hands with the affiliation and everything like that, but you've talked with Ramsey. How do you guys want to play? What do you want to kind of look like and be your identity on the ice?
Well, I think Rammer the last few years has had some good players. They had a skilled hockey team, you know, that pucks well and all that. And I think, you know, we're going to have a similar team with, you know, high-end skilled guys. And obviously you got to add a little bit of grit in there too. And I know that they have that. And I think we have a good mixture of guys. And I think we just, you know, it all depends what you get from San Jose, right?
sprinkle in what we have. And if, you know, we get a few players from San Jose, I think we're going to have a good hockey team, you know, a very competitive hockey team, you know, make some noise this year.
Very good, man. Well, we appreciate it. Safe travels this weekend when you head down to Wichita. We look forward to seeing you back with the Thunder, and we'll catch up with you again very soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for having me, and look forward to seeing you guys.
See you, Rooster. Be good, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, Travis.
Okay. Bye, guys.
There goes Rooster.
The Rooster.
And he has that nickname.
Can't tell you.
Because...
Can't tell you.
Oh, really?
Can't tell you.
Nope.
Man, not my place to say anything.
What do you mean?
It's not my place to say anything. I can't. I can't. Maybe during break I might tell you two idiots, but that'll be it. No, because then you'll say something later.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Does that go for everybody's nickname or just the controversial ones?
It's really not controversial. It's not what anybody's thinking, but it's... It could be taken a lot of different ways.
Well, the only two ways I can think of it so far is extremely controversial.
Well, it's not.
So it's a pretty easy one?
It's very...
So you didn't answer my question. Is that a code? I'm not going to reveal the origin of anybody's nickname in hockey? Unless it's easy
normally
like
you don't. Normally you don't talk. I don't know if you really talk about it. Some are pretty easy.
Yeah,
like,
it's just the last name and some kind of spin on it.
But we called, there was a guy, friends of ours too, Travis and myself, Jeff Leiter. We thought his name was Jeff Leiter, but it was actually pronounced Leiter. But
yes.
It was Leiter, so I started calling him Heavy, Leiter Heavy. And Heavy stuck. And
really?
Then halfway through the season, he goes, like, my name's not Leiter, it's Leiter. And we're like, oh, well, you're still Heavy now.
You could have got something going with the metric system. You guys are all Canadian, you figured it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Kilograms.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
It is time to play the game. I got mesmerized there for a second by Triple H's music, which is fantastic. And it is Friday, so Jason has the game.
All right. Oh, it's my turn to talk?
Yeah, you can if you want to.
Okay, so you
guys... I know, I zoned out too.
You guys are going to play against each other in this. General knowledge questions again.
Jeff V. Max is what you're saying.
Jeff V. Max...
General knowledge.
I will give you the, I'll tell you what category we are in, and then I want a number from 1 to 10. That'll be the question I will ask you guys. Pretty simple.
Makes sense to me.
And as a former champion of the game, Max will go first.
Has he ever won?
Did I ever win?
You must have been playing Bob.
Really former.
I get beat all.
Okay. Food. Of course. Why wouldn't it be food?
Of course it would be.
All right. 1 to 10. Which question would you like, Max?
Question 7.
Number 7. What was the first food eaten in space? Yeah, some are easy, some are tough.
Nah, this is one, unless you know it, you don't know it.
Tang.
No.
It's not a food. Do I get a chance to steal?
You can steal.
I'll just guess peanut butter.
Applesauce.
Ah.
Close.
Dang
Jeff,
it.
Give me a number.
We're still in food.
Yep.
7.
He just said 7.
He did? I thought he said 10.
Oh, my. Jeez.
Holy.
Holy.
3.
Which famous soft drink was invented in 1892?
I know that. Coca-Cola.
You are correct,
yeah,
Jeffrey.
Boy.
On the board, 1-0. We're going to stay in the food category for one more question each.
Okay.
Max, which number would you like?
6.
If you ordered an omelet, Arnold Bennett, what fish would you find in it?
Anchovy.
Incorrect.
Salmon?
Haddock. Man, you got some rough ones
you
there, Max.
Some really tough questions.
Okay, Jeff, you get one more
in
food.
What was his last choice?
He was 6.
I'll take 5.
What are the names of the Rice Krispie mascots?
Snap.
Jeez.
Crackle.
Correct. See?
Man.
Max, you got terrible numbers.
That was unfortunate for Max.
Yeah. All right.
At least I didn't steal his question, so he's still in it.
Okay, we're going to go to some pop culture questions.
Pop culture. This should be right up Max's alley if they're from the 20th century.
All right, Max, pick a number.
9.
Who did Forbes name the youngest self-made billionaire ever in 2019?
Facebook dude.
No.
Can't think of his name.
It's not him.
Not him? Mark Zuckerberg.
No.
He just said it wasn't him.
Yeah, but I
probably wouldn't have ended up guessing him. Billionaire. I have no idea. Justin Bieber.
If I said the Kardashians, Kylie Jenner.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Ignore the car trash.
All right.
Yeah, that was
Jeff,
that
pick
was
a number.
Unfortunate. He said what?
I don't know. Just pick one and I'll tell you if you're wrong or not.
Eight.
What is Quentin Tarantino's most popular film?
Oh.
Pulp Fiction. It's so bad for him. It is so bad. You need to pick better numbers.
Oh, Bob.
You're so
Bob
bad.
Bob would be losing his marbles right now.
Oh, I wish it was happening.
I do too. Like, that's crazy. Like, just all right, we'll stay in pop culture. Max, you pick.
Three. Oh, I'm sorry. Three. Never mind.
Oh, Max. Jeez.
Again?
How long did it take to get Jim Carrey into makeup for How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yeah, good luck. Anywhere from never to forever is your range.
Well, there is an opportunity to get it. I mean, let's be honest.
Sure.
There is a chance. He's he's looking up in the sky.
And his guess was?
What's your guess?
5 hours.
Is that what he said the first time?
No.
I said six. 6 hours.
But what are you going with?
I go with five. 5 or 6 hours.
Five's correct.
Whatever. You can't do that.
Five's correct.
How many guesses does the guy get?
Well, he got one guess. I asked what he
but
really
he said
wanted.
Six the first time.
I didn't quite hear it. I thought he said it, but I wasn't sure.
He
so
did.
I gave him a chance. Well, it's 3-1. Calm down.
I'm not that calm.
Okay, pick a number.
Number one, if it hasn't been chosen.
Speaking of Seinfeld, which is on the TV program right
it is.
Now. Which superhero is referenced in every episode of Seinfeld? Well, if he doesn't get it, you got it. You can steal if he doesn't get it.
There's a superhero referenced in every episode of Seinfeld? I guess Superman.
Excellent. Like, how do you... You're right.
I mean, that's the only superhero I can remember ever being
referenced.
He's
whining that you were like five, six, and then he's like, I don't know, Superman.
He's not referenced in every episode.
No way. He is.
It's on the refrigerator. He has magnets and stuff on the refrigerator.
So every time
that's not really a
shown.
Reference, but okay.
Calm down.
I'm calm.
We're staying in pop culture. We're doing another one.
Okay.
Like Max.
Two.
What is the name of the boat in Jaws?
Quentin's boat? Quint's boat.
The boat. I mean,
it has to have a name.
Yes, I know that.
Not
too.
Just who it belongs to.
And I mean, it.
Fair Lady.
No.
I don't know.
Orca.
Orca?
Orca.
Okay. I've never seen Jaws.
All right. What? Jeff?
It came out before I was born. You know this, Max. You know my rule.
Jeff, give me a number. Yeah, it's awful. His rules are just ridiculous.
Not 10. I don't think has been guessed.
What is the longest running Broadway show of all time?
Ugh. I know this because I heard it recently, but I don't have it still in my brain. It's not. I think it's Phantom of the Opera.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
You are correct.
Thank you.
Man, we better get out of that category.
Roll.
Have I missed one yet?
Yeah, like
yes, you have.
Culture.
I have?
You want to stay in pop culture, Max?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're staying in pop culture. Max, you pick the... He's up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three.
We've already done three,
four.
So
Bobby
four. Orr. What is Jack Nicholson's famous line from The Shining?
Here's Johnny.
And Max is back on the board.
Finally.
5-2.
5-2.
Jeff.
I don't think I've missed one.
Okay. If you believe it.
I don't think I've missed one of my own questions.
Oh.
Give me whichever one.
There's 5, 6, 7.
Seven.
In what city does the TV show Mad Men take place?
Oh, I don't know, but I think it's an ad company, obviously. It's going to be a big city. I feel like it's not L.A.?
Incorrect. Would you like to steal?
Manhattan.
New York.
Did you say give the city?
It to him.
I got to give it to him.
I knew it was going to be.
I got to give it to him. 5-3
I knew it was going to be either New York.
It's Manhattan.
I know. I was just.
Or L.A.
Or it had to be, right?
And I talked myself into L.A., and by the time I did that, I didn't believe it anymore. But, all right, so such is life. It's Max's turn.
All right, let's go to sports.
Okay, yes, let's go to sports.
Max, 1-10
8 for the late, great Peter McNabb.
Which water sport is the official state individual sport of Hawaii?
Surfing.
Very good, Max.
It's got to be.
5-4 all of a sudden.
No, it's not.
It's a comeback.
Give me a break.
Just like that. Pick a number, Jeff.
1.
Which is the... Well, here you go. If it's not 6-4, you can never do this show again.
Okay.
Which is the only NFL team to go a whole season undefeated, including the Super Bowl?
The Jason Dudas, the Miami Dolphins.
You are correct.
Thank you, Mercury Morris, RIP.
Max, give me a number.
6.
In 1900, what weird Olympic event happened during the Summer Games in Paris? Like, he picks the most difficult question.
Even in sport.
Like, you know,
which is what this show is.
There is not a chance either one of you or anybody driving right now and listening to the show without popping it up on your phone is going to get this answer.
Well, say that. What's the question again?
In 1900, what weird Olympic event happened during the Summer Games in Paris?
Hopscotch.
No. Jeff, you want to steal?
Nude wrestling.
Live pigeon shooting.
Nope, I didn't get it. You're right.
Paris had a problem.
All right, Jeff, give me a number.
9, if it's available.
Forrest Gump excelled at what sport?
Well, there's 2.
But he excelled at what sport?
Well, there were 2.
Well, there's one answer.
He was on All-American in football.
He was.
But I assume they're looking for ping pong.
You are correct. Ping pong it is.
Thank you.
Max, we'll stay in sports.
Thank you, Jenny. Let's see. 5.
Okay. Max, I have said this 1,000 times on this show. What is Canada's national sport?
Lacrosse.
Yes. Thank you, Max.
Why is that always a question? I'm so tired of that question. Just give me one.
No, you got to pick.
What are the numbers?
2, available? 3, 4, 7,
4.
In which sport are the terms stale fish and mule kick used?
Mule kick. So that's like mixed martial arts.
No. Would you like to steal?
No.
He's not even going to try?
Snowboarding.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Snowboarding.
All right. We've got time for maybe 2 or 3 more rounds.
You want another sports or do you want to go to a different category?
New category.
Travel or animals?
Animals.
Okay, animals, sure.
Okay, animals is tough. Go ahead, Max, pick a number.
1.
A snail can sleep for how many years? Yeah, I didn't know that. See? Exactly. Not how long, how many years?
2.
Incorrect. Jeff?
5.
3.
Goodness gracious.
Yes, that's a long time. Jeff, pick a number.
9.
The fingerprints of which animal extremely resemble human fingerprints?
A gorilla.
Incorrect. Max, would you like to steal?
Sure. Raccoon.
Incorrect. It's a koala.
Oh, my goodness.
How about
it is?
That? I know. I don't know.
All right. 2 more. 2 more.
All right.
We'll stay in animals for both.
Okay. Max, go ahead. Pick a number.
7.
Which animal has the highest blood pressure?
Yeah.
Get him on amlodipine.
Think about it. Think about it.
Monkey.
Incorrect.
Humans.
A giraffe.
Okay.
Because of his neck.
Of course.
I don't I don't equate neck with blood pressure. I apologize. All right.
Who's up?
Me.
Pick a number.
4.
4. Which animal never sleeps? I told you, these ones are hard.
I know that one.
Do you?
Yes. Never sleeps?
Yeah.
An ant.
No.
Hummingbird.
Incorrect. A bullfrog.
What?
Never?
Never sleeps.
All right, last round.
Last round. You want to stay here?
Yes.
Okay.
No, let's do travel.
You want
Is that
one?
The last category?
Yeah, you want one out of travel?
Yeah.
Okay, pick a number.
So we hit every category.
Max, pick a number.
4.
The longest boardwalk in the world exists in which city and state?
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
I don't think it's Atlantic City, New Jersey, but I'll say Atlantic City, New Jersey.
You are correct.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? What's the score?
7-6
so he
for
could
Jeff.
Tie.
Yeah, Funny there's a chance.
If he steals
If he
here.
Gets this.
Number 2.
Which city has more cars than it does people?
New York.
Incorrect. Wrong continent.
Well,
oh, I'm just saying.
You can't tell Max that.
Oh, well, he's got a chance now.
He does now.
He ain't getting this. Don't worry about it. You're okay. Fine. There's not a chance.
What was the question?
Which city has more cars than it does people? It's in Italy, Max, but I'm not going to tell you. You're still not going to get it.
Tuscany.
San Marino.
There you have it.
There you have
San
it.
Marzano.
Jeff.
Holds on.
Is
Yahoo
the winner.
Reigning defending champion. We need a break
Hey, how
right
about
now.
This real quick?
Okay.
Out of 12, how many dogs survived the Titanic disaster?
0.
3.
3 is correct.
Oh, that doesn't count, though.
Oh, I don't know.
Doesn't count.
We'll talk about it over break and come back with final judgment later on.
All right, we'll do picks next. Bob will join us. The big fella will be here as well. Stay with us. Hour number 2 of Bob and Jeff coming up on KFH.
Endorse this event or product.
Take hands. What time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Soak it in, boys and girls.
I know, so weird, but you know the heart wants what the heart wants.
And Jason Duda.
Soak it in.
Stop it! You people are supposed to be funny and wacky.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
Welcome back. It's hour number 2 of Bob and Jeff. We've got Anthony on the line. We've got Max and Jason Duda and yours truly here in the studio. But we'll take it over to Bob for our picks of the week.
Well, thank you. How are you, Jeff?
We are doing wonderfully over here. Couldn't be happier.
Is Duda with you?
He seems to be.
Well, why? What kind of question's that? Where else would I be?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you don't show up.
Oh, that is terrible talk. That's awful.
Do we have Max and the big fella?
As far as I know. Big fella, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There he is.
Wow. Outstanding. The picks have been atrocious, as I think everybody knows. The leader right now is Jeff, and he's only 13-19. But that is 2 games clear of everyone else, and his points are 19 points ahead of Duda.
Duda's in second place. Before Thanksgiving?
I only got 51 points?
58.
Jeff's got 77?
Jeff has 77.
That's impressive.
So I've got 54, Max in last place with 46, and Anthony at 51. It's just been terrible. So we're going to pick our 9 games. We've got a bonus game where you can make up some points. Max, let's hear the music and get going here. In the college ranks, we start with Georgia at Alabama, the big game nationally. Georgia, a 1.5-point favorite. Are we not hearing music? Am I imagining that?
No, we don't have music yet, but Max hasn't started playing it yet. He's waiting for the exact right moment to do that. He can't find it.
All right, here we go. Georgia, Alabama. Georgia, 1.5-point favorite on the road. Difficult game to pick, or is it? I'll go with Georgia for 5. Jeff.
Look at that. Right when you make your pick, these picks are brought to you, of course, by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. I'm on the complete opposite side of that spectrum because I like Alabama being at home. I like their quarterback. Jalen Milroe's playing extremely well right now, as is Carson Beck. But I'm taking Alabama for 5 points right now. Yeah, Carson Beck, Milrow, I don't like either one of them. I think you're absolutely, really? Completely wrong. Georgia's still Georgia. Georgia for 8.
Wow, 1.5?
Wow.
Alabama's going to win this game, folks.
I feel terrible about this pick now. Max?
I'm with Duda. Georgia's still Georgia. Bama, eh. Saban isn't coming through the door. Georgia for 8.
I couldn't hate a pick more. Can I go back and how many points, Max?
8.
8.
Oh, my God. Anthony.
Man, I'm like everybody else. Georgia is still Georgia, and the coach for Alabama, he's never been in a game of this magnitude. I mean, he was at Oregon, but never this magnitude. So I'm sticking with Georgia until Alabama could beat him. So I'm taking Georgia and 7.
Well, Jeff, that is an island for sure.
I am happy to be on that island.
Well, how do you feel about Happy Valley? Because Penn State's at home against Illinois. 17.5 points Penn State is giving. Jeff?
I picked against Illinois, against KU. I picked against Illinois, against Nebraska. I was made to look foolish both times. So I know no matter what way I go here, I'm going to look foolish most likely in the end. But as Jason likes to say, I'll take the points. And that means Illinois. I've only got it for 2, though.
Still not a believer. Duda.
Yeah, well, you better figure it out. Illinois hasn't really beat anybody this year.
Nebraska?
Nebraska's not Nebraska. Sorry.
We had this conversation
last time. They might be closer, but Penn State's still one of the better teams. Penn State for 5.
Duda finds himself in second place, and suddenly he knows everything.
I do know everything. Figure it out.
Dude is on fire. It's not even Canadian Thanksgiving. Illinois has been in every game, and 17.5 is too many points. I'm taking Illinois for 7.
It's a lot of points.
Anthony.
Yeah, that is quite a bit of points, and this has been a quirky football season in the NFL and in college football. So I'm going to take Illinois, but my confidence level is 3. But Penn State do not lay duds when they're expected to do big things. So Illinois in 3.
Penn State's expected to do big things every year. They kind of come up short. They're always good, but they're never great. Illinois has a fantastic coach in Brett Bielema who has proven himself over many years. This is an easy one. Illinois for 6. Oklahoma 6. State at Kansas State. This one had real implications until both teams lost last week. Still one of the best games in the country. Kansas State giving 4.5. Duda, we start with you.
Yeah, I'm not sure about either one of these teams. I thought K-State would be a little better than they are. They'd kind of been bumbling and stumbling around. Oklahoma State is Oklahoma State. It's Jeff's favorite team. So I'm going to go with Oklahoma State for 2.
Oklahoma State for 2, Max?
Yeah, I'm with Duda for some reason. Oklahoma State for 2.
Anthony?
K-State back at home. They got to get their taste out their mouth. So I'm going to go K-State for 4.
K-State for 4. I, too, like Kansas State. I think they figure some things out this week. But I don't have a great amount of confidence. K-State for 2. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm just on a different plane of confidence than everyone in this game. I don't know maybe who the better team is between K-State and Oklahoma State after last week, but I know K-State is a much better team at home, and they can cover this easily. K-State for 8.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow, I asked Tim Fitzgerald, and he didn't know.
Really? Feels like it to me.
Kansas, the home team, at Arrowhead Stadium against TCU. Kansas, a 2.5-point favorite. Max, we start that one with you.
I think KU can stop the snowball, and I don't want KU Pat mad at me, so I'm taking them for 4.
Anthony.
The team that doesn't have a true home field. But I'm going to take KU, and I'm going to be kind of high on them. I'm going to go about, well, I can't go midway. I got to go a little bit over midway. I'm going to say KU in 5.
KU for 5. Interesting game. It'll be interesting to see how many people are at Arrowhead on Saturday for this one with KU's stumbling start. But I like them in this one against TCU for a four. Jeff.
I don't like this game at all. No idea what to expect from KU. Maybe they'll be hyped a little bit with their first game at Arrowhead, trying to get off the schneid. That's the only thing that moves me toward KU, but I've only got them for one.
KU for one, and we know who Duda's going to pick. How many points?
Well, I can't say that I've been wrong that often with KU right now. Unlike Max, I'm not worried about KU, Pat, because we had a good conversation last week.
He's endorsed you.
Until KU shows me something, I'm not going to take them. But I do not like this game, so I got TCU for one.
Coward. Cowardly pick. Now we move into the NFL, and we go right to our bonus game. We can pick this one from 1 to 10 points. However, a miss, and we lose that number of points. It's Minnesota at Green Bay. I think this is a hard game. Green Bay at home, a 2.5-point favorite. It'll be interesting to see how much confidence we pick with here. Anthony, you start this one.
Oh, I get to start this one, huh? All righty. This game is always an interesting game. It's the division game, Minnesota-Green Bay. No one saw Minnesota getting off to such a fast start. Green Bay got to figure out their quarterback problem, meaning is Love going to play or they go to back up. And the game is in Green Bay. I'm going to go with Minnesota, actually, in this game to cover the spread. And I'm going to slap y'all with a 10 spot.
Whoa.
Wow.
This could be your last week of picks, Anthony, with any kind of points.
I doubt it.
This is a tough game because Minnesota, nobody expected this kind of start for them. Nobody expected Sam Darnold to play the way he's played. They're on the road for a really tough divisional game. Green Bay is my pick for six. Jeff.
Yeah, Anthony set a tone right there where, you know, if he's going to lose 10, maybe the rest of us can afford to lose some big points too. But I'm just not quite in that headspace. I don't know really even who to pick. I've already crossed out my number once. But I'm going to take Green Bay. I'm going to put two on it.
Not wanting to take advantage of the bonus. Duda.
Yeah, I had never wavered on my pick and how much I was putting on this. Sam Darnold, Minnesota, 3-0, going to Green Bay. Reality hits, Minnesota Vikings fans. Jordan Love will play on the weekend. Green Bay for 10.
Oh, come on, Minnesota.
Come on, Viking. Anthony, we're all with you, baby. Matt, and even though I picked Green Bay, Max.
I have no belief in Sam Darnold.
Exactly.
I'm going Green Bay for six.
Well, Sam Darnold's been arguably the best guy in the NFL to date. Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. The Eagles got one in New Orleans. Now they go to Tampa Bay, where they are a 2.5-point favorite. I start this one. Yeah, they beat New Orleans. Their defense played, obviously, pretty well. I still don't believe in Philadelphia. I'm going Tampa Bay for only one. Jeff.
I'm going to contradict this pick pretty soon, actually, but road favorite here scares me a little bit. So I'm going to take, and Philly kind of scares me a little bit. So I'm going to take Tampa for three.
Duda.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Philly. Now it looks like A.J. Brown and looks like Devonta Smith are going to both be out for this one. Tampa got embarrassed last week. I got Tampa, but just for four.
What do you say, Max?
I've been back and forth in this game, too, with A.J. Brown out and Smith. But with Jalen Hurts, I'll take the Eagles for one in Tampa.
And finally, Anthony, who do you have here?
I would say with the injuries to Philadelphia, Tampa Bay was embarrassed last week. I have more confidence in Baker Mayfield and the weapons he have to get the job done on the road. So I'm going to say Tampa and six.
Six for Tampa. Buffalo at Baltimore, interesting game. The Bills have been lights out through 3 weeks. Baltimore finally won a game last week, although they had to hang on in their win against Dallas. They are a 2.5-point favorite at home. We start with Jeff.
I just said I don't like – wait, who's the favorite? Baltimore.
Baltimore, oh, well, minus 2.5.
Okay, because I thought Buffalo was favorite. I was going to pick them anyway. I'll take Buffalo for 7.
On the okay, Duda?
Yes. Yeah, Buffalo, they've looked great. Baltimore's looked terrible, but Baltimore's probably the better team. I don't really like this game, but I'll run with Buffalo until they buck, so I got Buffalo for 3.
Max, what do you think?
Josh Allen is the man. Bills for 5.
You love you some
no,
Josh
actually,
Allen.
Patrick I like Josh Mahomes Allen. Is the man.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is the man.
Josh Anthony? Allen would hit Patrick Mahomes so hard he wouldn't even remember his name.
That's funny that they've never really beaten them in a big game. Anthony, who do you have?
If McDermott had squib kick, they would have.
Well, but he didn't. Man, go ahead, Anthony.
To me, Buffalo has proven that they can get the job done against our odds. Baltimore really hasn't proven that to me. They had to hang on against my dearly beloved Cowboys last week. I'm going to go with the Bills, and let me see. I'm looking at my points for the hell. If like 7, 3, 4, 5, 6 is gone, so I'm going to go Buffalo 8.
Wow, hey, Buffalo for 8. That's a lot for Buffalo. I don't know. Baltimore, have we just written them off? I mean, I think Baltimore covers this at home. Against Buffalo, I like Baltimore. I like Baltimore for 7, and I'm the only one. That's strange to me.
Bizarre.
Seattle in Detroit to face the Lions. Seattle, maybe surprisingly, undefeated. They are a 2.5-point underdog in this game. We start this one with, I believe, Duda. Or is it Max?
I don't know. I'll go. Seattle at Detroit. Seattle, I'm not sold on Seattle. I still like Detroit. Detroit's going to be at home. 2.5. I got Detroit for 7.
Detroit for 7, Max.
Yeah, this will be Seattle's second trip across the country. Geno Smith. I'll take the Lions for 6.
You already used your... Oh, that was your bonus game. Okay. Anthony, what about you in this one?
Seattle and Detroit. Detroit still isn't hitting on all cylinders, but like you said, Seattle has to travel across country. But I don't have too many high points left for Detroit, so I'm going to take Detroit and 1.
Detroit for 1. I like Detroit in this game. I think they're a legit playoff team. Not sure yet about Seattle. I like Detroit for 8. Jeff.
That's a lot. I think Seattle's going to put up some points here. So can Detroit also do that with sort of a pretty good offense? They are at home. They only need to win by a field goal. So I'm right in the middle. Detroit at 4.
All right. And Kansas City in Los Angeles to play the Chargers. Sounds like Justin Herbert's going to play. Maybe not at full strength. The Chiefs are a 7.5-point favorite on the road. We start with Max.
High ankle sprain, but I'll have to take the Chargers for 3.
Max.
They'll never
Max,
cover the 7.5.
What would it take for you to pick the Chiefs? If the Chiefs played, who's the worst team in the NFL?
How about if they played North High School? Would you take the Chiefs?
All right. If they played Carolina and they were a 10-point underdog, who would you take?
I'll cross that bridge when it comes to it.
Well, Andy Dalton's looking pretty good, Max.
I take the big
exactly.
red. Exactly. I'll take big red.
Anthony, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I think 7.5 is a bit much because teams are proving that they can play against Kansas City, and you know Harbaugh has something dialed up. So I'm going to, and it's at home. So I'm going to go with the Chargers and two.
All right. This is an interesting game. These teams are both defense reliant so far. Neither team has really shown a propensity to score a lot. 7.5 points is a lot of points. I don't know that. What would Kansas City need to score to cover 7.5 points? Tough one. I'm going to pick the Chargers to cover, the Chiefs to win 3 points. Jeff.
Patrick Mahomes has never lost at the Chargers. The hook scares me a little bit, that little 0.5 they got out there. But the pattern will continue, and KC wins by 10 here. I've got the Chiefs for 6.
Yeah, it doesn't need to lose to cover. Duda, what about you?
Yeah, I normally would not take the Chiefs in this situation, but Herbert's hobbling around. They're out at least 2 offensive linemen, if not 3, for this game. Chris Jones is going to be in the backfield all day. I got to take the Chiefs for 6.
You Smart. And Jeff agree. Isn't that beautiful?
We started with an agreement, and we might even end with an agreement.
It's how it works.
That's a lovely moment. You and Jeff agree on all 5 NFL games, and
we
you
do?
Disagree on all 4 college games.
That sounds
that's
weird.
That's just beautiful harmony.
We set that up
about
an hour ago.
All right, thanks, everybody. I'll see you all Monday. Back to the A-team now, Jeff and Duda.
All right, enjoy. See ya. See you, Anthony.
All right.
All right, there are your picks. We're going to take a break right now and get to Joanna Chadwick a tad late, but better late than never with Joanna. We'll talk some high school football coming up. Stay with us. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
IHOP Hotline, and talk with Joanna Chadwick, who is just going to be a fountain of information today. Joanna, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It is going. We are so good. It's just, I can't even tell you.
I don't know if any of that statement is true, Joanna.
So, Jason is going to ask you about the game that you don't say with this answer. I will ask you, is the game of the week Capen Northwest, or is it Andale Collegiate? And then you can break that game down for us.
Well, that's just too tough. How about we just break them both down?
Well, then Jason won't have a question.
How about you just break them both down, and then I'll ask you a different question.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, so looking at some stats here, I'm looking at and continually turn out guys who can move the ball in their run game. It is so impressive every year. Just last week, Cooper Marks, with 152 yards, but then they had 5 other guys that had at least 12 yards, 2 of them with 50-plus yards. So they're going to do what they do. Now, interestingly enough, looking at what Collegiate does, is they've also got some really good offensive weapons with Jaden Parker, Julian Johnson, with their run game. But they haven't done quite as well as their passing game has with Harrison Simon. And looking at that game against Wellington, that was really interesting because they didn't get a real run game going, but Simon threw for 140 yards. So I am kind of curious as to see what Collegiate's going to be able to get offensively going against Andale tonight. And I think Andale's defense has given up quite a few points. So maybe that's going to be an issue. I mean, they gave up 48 to Wellington, which I think is, maybe a sign that maybe Collegiate can get some points there.
There you go. Now you're going to do Northwest and Capen, right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, we talked about East and Capen last week as to what this game really meant, and I really questioned Capen. I mean, they had come out, they had struggled in that first game against Andover, only winning 28-21. But to be able to win as they did in those overtimes against East, that to me says a lot about, just the guts that team has, just what they can do. And frankly, I think that both those teams struggled against East, both Northwest and Capen did, with Northwest winning 14-0, that it is just going to be a matchup tonight that it should be a packed crowd for this game because I think this game can go either way.
Well, what about Winfield at McPherson? McPherson's only 1-2, but Winfield's 3-0 for the first time in I don't know how long.
11 years, Jason.
11 years.
I mean, Winfield is absolutely it's a fascinating story. Anytime we see a team that we don't really expect to come up there and do well. And frankly, them opening the season by beating Arc City 39-34, Arc City goes the next week and beats Salina Central. So to me, that says a lot about how good this Winfield team is. McPherson is struggling. Losing to Great Bend, yep, I get that. I think losing to Chanute had to be disappointing for them. But, can you turn it around this week against Winfield? I don't know if they can.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I agree. I was going to ask you, you mentioned Salina Central losing to Arc City. How much does that take away the excitement of their game against Eisenhower? Is Eisenhower just on a different level, do you think?
It seems to look that way. I think that their two biggest wins are going to be over Valley Center and Goddard. And they beat both of them by 11 points. And Valley Center actually intrigues me because while Valley Center is sitting at 0-3 and maybe it's not seen as a good win for Eisenhower, They lost by 11 to Eisenhower. They lost to Hutch 13-0, and they lost to May South 10-7 last week. I don't think Valley is going to be a team that you look at sitting at 0-3. I don't think that that's going to be an easy win for anyone. So I think that that's where I'd give Eisenhower the edge there. I don't know. Eisenhower's just playing really well.
Is there anybody right now sitting at
0-3? Your mic, Jason.
My mic is on.
It is now, yes. It
says it's on. Oh, Jeffrey. Joanna, is there anybody sitting at 3-0 or 0-3 that you're really kind of surprised at or where they're at right now? I know it's still kind of early, but, you know, once you've played 3 to 5 games, you're halfway through the season.
Well, you look at May South sitting at 3-0, and I'm not surprised by that, but I was surprised by how much they struggled with Valley Center. I did not expect that, and maybe that's just me not knowing as much as I would have if I were covering games, you know, each season. I think that a team we should be talking about is Conway Springs sitting at 4-0. They got a really, you know, they did get that win over Medicine Lodge last night, right? I'm almost positive.
Last night,
Jeff,
yeah, I don't know. I didn't
last night.
I never saw it.
Okay, I have it right here. Yeah, Conway won 45-24. That was a game where Medicine Lodge was up 10-0.
I saw that too. Gosh, dang it,
Lodge. Yeah, they were up 10-0, and Conway within the last minute 45 of the first half scores 2 touchdowns. So I think that's a team that should be talked about. God knows we've talked about them a lot over the years. They certainly deserve it. But that's probably one that I would say we should be talking about.
And Conway, they're 3-0, right?
I don't know. Conway is 4-0.
How's that possible?
They played last night against Medicine Lodge.
Yeah, that was a rescheduled game from last week.
Nope, because Medicine Lodge's game last week was supposed to be against somebody else, and it was canceled.
Who was it against? Maybe you're right. You're probably right. You're definitely right, Joanna.
Just say you're wrong. It'll make everyone feel better, Jeff.
Are we sure, though?
I think they were scheduled to play Mound Ridge, and that was canceled.
Okay. I believe you. What about the other 3-0 versus 3-0 games in sort of our area? I don't know if you know much about the teams, but Sedgwick and Marion, it's been a real interesting rivalry. I delved into that. They play like every 2 years, 2 years, and then they took 2 years off and then play 2 times. It's weird, and then it goes back and forth. What should we expect from this game?
I have no idea what to expect. I mean, they play, you know, Marion's schedule, the only team in our area that they've played so far would be Douglas. And then Sedgwick has, you know, they've kind of rolled in their games. They both beat Harrington. Marion did give up 20 points to Harrington in their season opener, whereas Sedgwick shut them out last week. So to me, maybe that's the difference maker right there. I don't know. Sedgwick has always kind of had a soft spot for Sedgwick, just because it's the team in our area that pops up in multiple sports where they're all of a sudden just really, really good, and they're fun to watch, and they've got great athletes. So I'm giving this one to Sedgwick.
Joanna, thank you. Double-check that Medicine Lodge Conway. I'm pretty sure I was right about that, but whatever you find out, you just keep it to yourself, okay? Does that work?
All right. We know I'm right because Conway beat Douglas last week, but you guys have a great night.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
See you.
We didn't ask about
it. Just couldn't just say maybe you were wrong, eh? You just can't do it.
I can't.
It just literally, it just eats you up to
why would I acknowledge something like
maybe
that?
Maybe I was wrong. You're not going to do it, and you were wrong.
And you're welcome for not asking about Derby Mays tonight.
Why?
Because that's not going to go well the Eagles.
I know.
Speaking of the Eagles, they're back in Las Vegas tonight at the Sphere.
What have you heard about the Eagles? Is it bad?
No, it's great.
Is it?
Yes.
The play set, everything?
I know everything about everything. Of course I was going to.
Well, right? I told you that.
Of course I was going to.
So now you're okay going?
Yeah, I can't wait.
When are you going?
3 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
Want to come?
I'll maybe meet you out there.
That works.
You'll be able to find me. I'll be in one spot.
Philadelphia. Something.
It has to be something.
There's got
to
be dozens.
There's no way that there isn't a song.
In fact, I'm going to find a couple right now while
There's got to be.
While you tee up maybe a couple more questions for us from your general.
Okay, let's see if one of you guys get this. No, I'm not going to offer anything because you might have looked it up. What is the national animal of Scotland?
That's the one you left us hanging with earlier. Yeah. I don't know if that was on the air, but I think
no, it wasn't.
We discussed it
during break.
The national. Whose turn is? Can we just throw out guesses?
Yep, throw out guesses. I'll give you two each to start with.
The platypus.
Ooh, no.
The ewe.
The ewe.
Sheep.
No, not E-W-E. The not the sheep.
The. Have I heard of this animal?
I think everybody's heard of this animal.
Okay, the pig.
No.
Scotland.
I thought he had it, to tell you the truth. I thought Max was going to get this.
The ram.
You are incorrect.
What is it?
Scotland.
This, I looked
Rooster.
It up.
The
I,
bagpipe.
No, the unicorn.
No way.
I told you neither one would get
There's
it.
No
so
such
when
thing.
He said you thought I he thought was, he was going with
thought
unicorn.
He was getting it.
I did. I
That's
was crazy. No way. No way. He had to have looked it up. Because nobody's going to get that.
Nobody.
Okay, how many countries still have a royal family? If you get to within five,
okay,
I will give you the win.
So that means there's more than five.
Yes.
19.
Max is trying to count them all. This is awesome. He thinks he knows where a royal family is.
I can name one.
In every country.
I can name one and maybe two.
I thought that was the.
There's got to be a
few. I'd say 12.
Why wouldn't you just go higher than Jeff to win?
I don't know.
43.
My goodness gracious.
43.
Is all the.
Where? I don't know.
England.
They don't list them.
All the Arab
But 43?
Countries.
Doesn't that seem like a lot?
Seems like a lot to me, but what do I know?
You don't know anything.
There are 43. That's correct. Here are some. Andorra, Australia. Belgium has one, Belize, Cambodia, Canada.
What?
Jamaica, Japan.
Who's Canada's?
Jordan, Luxembourg. I'll come back to it. Norway, New Zealand. There's so many. Saudi Arabia, Canada. They have a King Charles III. King Charles III.
From England?
Yeah, aren't they still in England?
I don't know.
There's
maybe.
Some weird thing there. I still don't even understand it. And
there
I
must
grew
be.
Up there, for crying out loud. I don't know.
Thailand, Spain.
Canada's king is Gordie Howe. Everybody knows.
Yeah, they have the same king as whatever. England. Go ahead. Next.
How do the stitches on a baseball affect the speed at which it travels, Jeff?
By providing aerodynamics.
The direction in which they're sewn.
It just makes it faster, guys. That was that simple. It just makes it faster.
That's it?
Yeah. You guys were diving into big
how.
Words.
Is that
big
a how?
Words. How do the stitches on a baseball affect the speed at which it travels?
What effect? That's the question. What effect do stitches have on the baseball speed? That's
how do the stitches
work.
On a baseball affect
no,
the speed
how
at which it travels?
How does it happen? That's not what effect it has. That's a poorly worded question that I like it thrown out.
It is not thrown out. The point goes to Max after
really?
That absolute grumbling and whining.
How is that guys, whining?
Max
Throw
is now Max is now up 9-8.
Let's go.
Just like that.
Let's go.
You want another one?
Yeah. Give me the speed.
I wasn't
correct
on that either.
You want a sports question?
Yeah, give me the sports question.
Okay, let's see which one we haven't done
24.
Yet. 24. How many points is a conversion kick worth in a game of rugby?
Rugby, one.
What would your answer be, Max?
I thought it was three, but...
Well, you're both wrong. It's two.
Ah!
What three's a field goal.
Isn't
That's
it
a field goal, Max.
What a ridiculous game.
Isn't there
a
difference between regular rugby and Australian rugby?
How many points?
Why do I need 2 points for kicking it?
How many points is a rouge in the Canadian Football League?
A rouge is two.
Max?
Three.
It's one. Three is a field goal. Like, how am I? Really,
what's
guys?
A rouge?
What do you mean, guys? I didn't say three.
Oh, you said.
Rouge is red.
Rouge is red. Well, rouge is red.
Rouge,
I will give
like
you that.
R-U-S-E, funny.
Where did coffee originally come from?
Colombia.
What country? No.
Peru.
Not even close.
Peru.
Ethiopia? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Why would I know that?
I went to the Ethiopian restaurant here.
Well, did you get coffee?
Good view. No food, but good view.
What are you trying to say, Max?
What is considered the happiest language in the world?
The happiest language in the world has to be Canadian.
No.
The happiest language in the world, Swedish.
Eh.
Am I close?
Well, kind of.
So it's kind of maybe Scandinavian?
Swedish.
Spanish.
Spanish is correct.
I don't know if that's a happy language.
That's what it says.
I mean, it's pretty happy.
I would think it's kind of
happy.
It's a love language.
It's got upside down exclamation marks.
How about this? What country covers five time zones but only operates under one?
Russia.
That was my guess, and I was wrong.
Really?
Yes.
Well, the U.S. has at least five, but they operate under all different five.
That's right.
Canada?
Canada has actually, I think, six, but they don't operate under
China?
You are correct.
Yeah, I think
I knew if you'd have went through every single one, you'd have got there. That's how smart you are.
I only needed four.
Okay, last one. Which state in the U.S. has only one syllable?
Maine.
Oh, I knew you'd get that because you're singing your little song.
I know all the states so easy.
That's good.
Man, what a show today. Show
just
ever.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We did absolutely nothing.
I'm trying to figure out that time.
For 2 hours.
China.
Noteworthy at all.
China's huge.
They operate under one time zone, I guess.
It's called the Chinese time zone.
That's right. Well, it's your country. You can do what you want, right?
Exactly.
Happy days.
You're not a monarchy. I know that much. Unless you are, you might.
Big word, Jeff. Don't understand it.
Well, we just asked it. King and queen.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes. All right.
See?
Thanks, Dudsy. We'll see you next week.
Happy days.
Probably.
Yep.
Thanks to Max. Thanks to Travis Clayton and Joanna Chadwick for joining us. Thanks to the big fella for making picks. And thanks to all of you for joining us. Have a great week. See you Monday. Goodbye.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile.
the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.